I'm going to hide a sleeping bag outside.
Oh.
See, there you go. Someone else arrived. Who was it?
Good morning, Brenda and Char.
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Doing Char good.
Char and Betty are on.
Oh, cool.
I was just going to ask if there's anything on your mind.
As far as the edible weeds, just go online and Google edible weeds and see what you can find.
Yeah, I Google the images.
Okay.
The pictures, so that's my starting point. I've really not read that much about them. A couple of them that I wasn't sure about, I think I Googled them individually a year or more ago that I did that. But I know the ones that come up in our garden readily, but they're killing it so fast that because I'm still been planting in sections, I've got a few things left to throw in. But ours were real easy. It was pigweed and it was lamb's quarters were the ones that were the ones that were easy to identify. I never did quite figure out chickweed. I think I know what it is, but there's not enough of it around. And isn't it a real fine foliage? Does anybody know? Real tiny leaves.
Yeah, I don't
creeping,
know.
Creeping, spreading type stuff.
It's been too many years since I studied weeds in agriculture.
Oh, I never did, but I remember my mother and dad calling these things different things. Not the first two. I didn't know the names on those, but chickweed they kept referring to, and I think I know what that is. But
Nancy has arrived.
If it's where I think it is, I don't want to bother fooling with it because the foliage is so fine on it. It's not worth it to me. But
yeah. I want to.
You know what chickweed looks like?
Do I know what?
What chickweed looks like?
No.
Probably Marty would, huh? Maybe. I think it's a creeping, crawling thing that spreads real viney, but if I'm wrong, then I don't have a clue what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm remembering it as.
I know this morning all I had was romaine lettuce and Napa cabbage for greens, and so I went out and grabbed a couple large dandelion leaves that I knew where were that wouldn't have been touched by the dog, and that spruced it up pretty good.
Yeah, the dandelion's good in it. The chickweed or the pigweed has a very pink stem, and it grows tall and big, and the stalk keeps getting bigger in the center, and you really want it when it's small. But it's easily identified with the stem part of it, and the And so is the lamb's quarter, easily identified to me, because it's got a grayish silver
has arrived
to the leaves. And so they're both real easy and real distinctive to identify, especially when you see the picture of, what the foliage shapes are. I can't remember the shapes. I just remember them for the color.
Mm-hmm.
Marty doesn't know either, sir.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I'll just have to go online. Okay. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. It's a great call yesterday, Nancy.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, sorry I missed it. It was 8:27 when I hit the alarm button on the thing, so that didn't help me too much.
I've been listening to a class that I went to last year on sustenance, and I think I'm kind of brain tired right now from it. And I think the point mostly was in talking to people, helping them to make their lifestyle change, which I thought was very good with compared to what we are taking off bites and pieces of ways we can change and think about the food that we eat or the food that we don't eat in different ways. I don't know if anybody has any clues or hints or tips they can share when they want to help somebody try to come up with their own thoughts of change. But I would like to hear any of that.
You mean when you're first starting them and they're just, you're just introducing it?
Yeah, you know, when you, have you ever, anybody, spoken to people, trying to help them, they, like when you see all these diets and they give you a diet which is basically a calorie restriction, whether it be one diet or another, what they're basically doing is giving you a calorie restriction diet. And they work for a while, and people will do one for a while, and then they go back to their old ways and become unhealthy again and gain weight again. But the point that I've found very good, the reason I'm still on this call, is because of all the subtle little changes that I have learned and been supported through everybody to make and continue. So I guess what I mean is when we start speaking to somebody, yes, we can tell them, do this and do this and don't eat that and don't eat that. But the person themselves, they're going to have to come to the decision on their own and have the great aha and see certain things.
What was it for you? Let me ask that. What was it that started for you? How did it start?
It started with just studying and learning and trying to find out things. But then there becomes the frustration in all of the different contradictory things that all of the different diets say and do. Then it became a body reading and a body feeling, trying to understand when I ate this, what happened? But that usually came after a time of not eating it. So what I'm trying to come up with here and within the group today is that coaching aspect. We can throw out all kinds of data. Everybody can. And when they one great thing that was pointed out in this class was, you know, we have so many studies. And they're all right, and they're all wrong. Because it all depends on the situation that person was in. If they do a 19-day or a 90-day study, that doesn't necessarily mean that's right for everybody, because that study is specific to the demands and the pressures and everything that person was under. But
I can answer that real easy for Denny and I. It is exactly what you said, but yet it's not, okay? The point for me was, yes, education, and the point for Denny was education. But mine was real simple, and so was his. And it was not confusing to me in the way you're looking at it, because I just looked at the total picture, and, you know, that's exactly what Colin Campbell says in the China study, and that was the base for me. Was the China study. It wasn't about diet. It was about lifestyle and looking at cultures and who's healthy and who's not healthy, and it was strictly about plant-based. And I don't think there's any controversy about that. I mean, in my mind, there's not. The major issue is not the little parts of it, but it's the total overall. And for Denny, he didn't get the China study. He got... The gal, Marianne Scher. I can't think of the title of it.
Perfect Health the Natural Way or something like that.
Thank you. Perfect Health the Natural Way, because it was quicker, easier reading. And he read that. There was never any more controversy whether or not we should have animal in our diet. And no matter what you do beyond that, that's still the baseline for me. And, you know, how fast you want to take it out, that's another thing. You know, that's up to the individual. But, you know, I just see it as the totality of it. not the individual. I like, should it be gluten? Should it be this? Should it be, you know, separating the fruits? You know, well, for one person, something's going to affect them more than another. But the baseline was just the totality of the animal product should not be there. There's enough reason. 5% is a great guideline for us. I had a kitty cup yogurt last night. Didn't bother me. Do I want to
eat what?
A kitty cup size regular frozen yogurt.
Oh, uh-huh.
Guys wanted to stop and take some back. It was wellness preview night, and they wanted to take some home. Vance wanted to take some home to the girls. Or Denny suggested it, and he says, oh, they'd love it. So we did it last week, and we did it this week. Last week, I got a bigger size. I wouldn't do that again. The little one was fine. I felt no reaction to it, or at least I didn't notice anything. I wasn't trying to make a reaction out of it neither time, but the first time, something didn't work as well. I was bloated. When I'm bloated, something's not working right to me. When I come out eating, you know, just a small dish of something like that. And so that's my guideline, and it, to me, it's just really easy. The education was from the two books. Later, we got the eating DVD. I'm probably, with new people, I'm more likely to give them a copy. I don't have the new one, the revised one, or, you know, what they're saying is revised. I assume it's a new one. So I just pass on a DVD to them to watch of the original one that we saw. So this is what, you know, was a turning point. I say it this way. This is what was a turning point that saved the life of one of our friends. Because things in our life would have led to a greater risk of having developed cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Proven fact. To me, the China study proved it, but not everybody's going to sit down and read the book. More people will sit down, I believe, and watch a, you know, 2-hour video, even if it's in segments. But I do. I believe it's totally about education, Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the simplest approach is looking at plant-based, looking at, you know, segments of population, whether it's the Adventists that, you know, we got a chance to study, that live 9 years longer and have a lower risk of those diseases. All the primary ones that we're looking at in this country. And
there's a time that these studies have been, and that these people have been doing this eating pattern, this way of life.
Oh, yeah. You can date it back.
Years.
Yeah, you can date it back to biblical times and go in and listen to some of the researchers that say, you know, yes, they talk about, you know, sacrificing the lamb and having, you know, the original food, and they ate meat, but it wasn't something that was done on a daily basis. It wasn't a huge part of their menu like we're making it. You know, every meal, every recipe that you're going to see for an entree, in the most part, in traditional restaurants, has got meat added to it or animal at some point, you know, some type. There maybe are two or three little things that are under vegetarian or vegetables, but the rest of the menu is all, you know, focused on animal. But you look at where the money is. So, you know.
Yep. Far too much.
Go ahead.
Yeah?
It was just me again. I was just rambling. For us, it was an easy figure out once we had the tools to begin the educational process. And, you know, ours came, I think, easily. I mean, I was stubborn. I didn't want to accept it at the beginning, but that's just my nature. I'm skeptical. I think I'm very skeptical as far as changing on research or something that I've done for years. And, you know, we thought we were doing right by eating organic. Now I'm trying to listen to some of the stuff that says, you know, you're really being deceived by organic, so don't read it.
Donnie has arrived.
kind of stuff is that, that you're being deceived on organic?
Well, there's so much in the organic, there's so much allowed now in this area of organic. If you say organic according to, unless they've changed their laws on organic, according to California guidelines of being organic, that's one thing. But if you say organic as far as what is allowed federally, 38 chemicals that are allowed in there that they know are not good for our health, but they're allowed on certain foods. See, and I don't have a clear overall of what foods they're using these chemicals on that are being allowed to be considered organic and labeled organic. You know, I ran into an internist, and, you know, I'm not trying to take your time here, but I ran into an internist up at our Grange, and, you know, she was talking about the ones that don't ever use this unless it's organic. And you know, those people probably have more information if they're really interested in it. One of them was celery, another one was potatoes. Just a load, a heavy load that, you know, maybe you wouldn't think of otherwise. And so those are, and they're on the Dirty Dozen list, so it's not like we don't have a guideline already. But whether they're adding more to it, whether there was just more publicity, but they stood out in this person's mind.
And potatoes are very hard to find organic.
They are.
They're really difficult.
So we got seven rows.
And you have seven rows.
We have seven rows. It wasn't intentional. It was just that, and I'm just kind of experimenting because they really hold over well just to plant your own. You don't have to go get seed potatoes. And some of them were just from the bag, they were not organic, and I want to see. I know they've got a spray on them that delays the sprouting because I could tell the difference in the way the ones that had come out of our garden sprouted. Well, I'm thinking that maybe once they have sprouted and grown their own, they're not going to, and they've been raised organically, that they wouldn't be as bad as the original one that they sprouted from. So that's just a thought of mine. I need to ask somebody that, you know, in that field that can really identify that, because I'm not going back to an heirloom type condition with it, see. Anybody comment on that one for me real quick?
It almost feels like you're spreading the toxins thinner.
Yeah. Is that what you were going to say, Anita?
Yeah, they should be better than they were before.
Yeah, that's what my logic says. That say, I mean, I try and figure things out logically. That if I don't have, you know, the research backup, scientific.
Assuming your soil and everything else can there is healthy.
Yeah, well, our soil's organic, so I know that what we've got in the rest of them have all sprouted. Nothing has come up, and there were little eyes that were, you know, beginning to sprout, but they were just not even nubs yet. They were just little breakthroughs. So we'll see. But it's, you know, it's fun to experiment also. So
in response to your question, Brenda, I think number one, when you're talking to people, it depends on if it's a stranger and where you've met them or someone you know. Your approach might be a little bit different with different people. 2 weeks ago, I met a woman at the grocery, well, it's not a grocery store, it's a pharmacy / grocery store, and we were in the pasta aisle, and I was looking for something that was in their ad labeled a vegetable pasta, and she just started talking to me about her husband with all of his ailments, and we talked for several minutes, and then I bumped into her again later, and again started talking. And I said, you know, you might be interested in reading a book that I read a couple of years ago that really helped put food in perspective. And I just gave her the name of the China study. And I actually put it on a business card, which I don't do a lot, but I thought, you know what, you never know. And I just asked, I said, you know, after you've read the book, I would really be interested to hear your feedback. And whether I will hear from her or not, I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
And what keeps me going, I mean, I've been doing this now for 8 years with the calls, and the word health just keeps going through my mind. And I when I first went on this lifestyle program, I said from the very beginning it was not the weight, it's health. That really is the reason I'm doing what I'm doing. Am I perfect? Absolutely no way. Will I ever be? I don't know.
Well, what keeps me going like you is the health, but it's the feeling of health.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like Char mentioned, when she had too large of a cup of yogurt, she felt what it did to her.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered that in the elimination of certain foods, bagged potato chips or bagged corn chips or whatever it may be your special vice, then eating some of that again after not having it, you can read it so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I can taste the chemical, I can feel the negative action it has on my body. And very interesting to be able to get that. But in somebody who is where I was a few years ago, not being able to feel or read that because I'm just plain sick, you know, then, I have my ideas of what motivates people, but I wanted to hear everybody else's ideas of what motivates them, or even if it's just asking them the right questions so they then turn think.
As I said before in these calls, many times people do not equate not feeling well, whether it's because I just ate a big meal and I'm stuffed, but really we just do not put together the idea that how I feel today is because of what I put in my mouth.
Yeah, within the last few hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, what you said, Nancy, is also very true. You know, who the person is, what the situation is. I had one that I was quite excited about that I had worked with, actually. They came back and spent time with us 2 weeks back in New York, and I still didn't feel like I had gotten very far. I mean, I knew I hadn't with a husband. And my wife was dealing with terminal issues. Well, I come home and she's dealing with much more serious, closer to death terminal issues. But the good news was, at least I realized that she's trying something else, is that between, I'm not taking the credit for it because somebody much closer is on a plant-based diet, but maybe what I did and some of the things that we shared together helped her along the decision that there was absolutely no hope in what the doctor was doing, what they were doing, because they told her that. And the outcome was going downhill very quickly. So she went totally off of what they were doing as far as the drugs and all of that stuff, and went to Oriental medicine, and which is they're doing plant-based except for something that is taken in a tablet form that has some form of something in it that she needs. Can't remember what it was. But anyway, she said the tumor is decreasing in size. And she says, I'm feeling not good. It's not about the measurement of how good she feels, but she says, I know I would have felt worse on more chemotherapy. So she says, you know, where am I? At least something positive is happening in my body. And the other one that totally contrasted it was somebody, and that was somebody I knew quite well, and the other one was a total stranger, but she was already headed that way, but she was having difficulty talking to other people. She says, everybody thinks I'm crazy. Nobody ever listens anyway.
But she had grabbed the China Study and read it, was not getting other people to do it. And so I offered a CD, and I said, you know, maybe this will help you because you're trying to talk to people that you do care about. So, you know, it's different in each case. Now, of course, that was an easy one because she was already doing something. But she was asking for help with, you know, the way she was evidently talking to people or what was not happening that she would like to see happen. But, you know, it goes right back to the same thing again, what you said, education. But, you know, on the products, it's the same way. On all of our products, it's the same exact thing. You know, when people try and see it as sales, I say, no, it's not sales. It's about education. And then, Nancy, it's about health. It's not about a particular something that you see of health. Yeah, that's a pretty good indicator if you see somebody that's obese that you know that their chances at life are not going to be what somebody else's are going to be, likely. But again, they can be thin and we know they run the same risks. If their eating habits are horrible and they're thin for, you know, whatever. One brought up her anorexic daughter. We didn't know she was anorexic. She looked like she was a perfect picture of health.
Just listening to Andrew Weil last night on Dr. Oz from Monday, he brought up spices. Now, he's so brilliant with what he does, and definitely is the forebearer of integrative medicine. And turmeric, he brought that one up as, and he listed the diseases that these spices help prevent. So, you know, it's so vital what goes in our mouths.
And they make food so much more fun, too. Spices do. Spices are great.
Mm-hmm.
I went into an Indian store this week because I was looking for a tea that Mirakola had on his website called Tulsi Tea. And it's an organic tea from India and how good it is for you, like green tea, but it has a little different taste. It's really good tea. They only had, in the health food store, they had the chai. But I'd like to order the original. And, but the Indian store didn't have Tulsi Tea. I don't think they were into having organic stuff. They just had some red tea. But there was a bag of turmeric in this store. Huge, a big, large bag, a good pound of turmeric in a clear cellophane bag for $2.50.
Yeah, that's where you buy these things.
Did you get a bag? Oh, my goodness.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't buy anything at that moment because I was just looking for tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that turmeric is a good thing to use, but I want to know what to use it in more. Like, I know what to pick up my pepper mill and pepper when I'm cooking. I can throw pepper on stuff, but I would love to find out more ways to use turmeric.
Let me read you what he said, because in my mind, I'm thinking that's the one he said. A teaspoon is all you should have, because if you take more, it gets bitter or something, and it's too strong. Let me look at my notes for a second.
Hollandaise sauce, the veggies Benedict has a fair amount of turmeric. I mean, not a teaspoon, but it's got turmeric in the sauce.
It is the most potent natural anti-inflammatory agent found. One level teaspoon of the powder. And you can put it in beans and soups and stews. So that's where you said to use it.
Bean soups and stews.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll start throwing it in there.
A level teaspoon is what you should use. I didn't put it, but I think that's the one he said. If you use more than that, you will not like the taste.
Yeah, it does have a bitter taste. I agree.
Yeah. He also talked about ginger, very powerful anti-inflammatory. It's a relative of the turmeric.
But I'm using that in a tea. I've been drinking a lot of ginger,
uh-huh.
using like three slices right off of a round, about an eighth of an inch thick, in with green tea or, I haven't tried it with many of the herbals. It's very soothing on my throat with a little bit of honey or citrus marmalade is the way it was introduced to me.
So you just put these slices of ginger in the tea as it's steeping?
The fresh slices of ginger, I don't even bother to peel it.
Uh-huh.
I just scrub it, and that was suggested by Martha Stewart years ago. I picked that up. There's not really any reason. You don't taste it. There's no flavor to the skin at all. And it's very, very parchment thin. So I don't, you know, bother doing that. And
in the cup, it will. You'll get the stuff coming out of the ginger just in the hot water.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's very juicy. It should be very juicy if you're getting good fresh ginger. It's not dry. And yeah, you'll definitely get the flavor. And I've grown to like the flavoring. When I said that to somebody yesterday, they were so highly allergic. She had a note, actually how I found out was she had a note on the bottom of her potluck that she was inviting everybody to. Please do not add, do not do any recipes that have ginger. I'm highly allergic to ginger. And she is highly, it's the first person I've ever found that was allergic to ginger, but anyway.
Hi, Bob.
Howdy.
How's it going? Well, I made this soup yesterday. I was telling Nancy I was planning on this soup. And it really came out. I put in even some corn in it just to make it a little different with potato and potato and this soup that we got at Pasu. And it was really very, very delicious.
It was a recipe from Parkview?
Yeah. It was in that park. It was a potato and leek soup. I bought leeks, and I've had them forever. And I carried them from New Hampshire to Mass in New Hampshire, and I never made the darn soup. So yesterday, I sat down, I'm going to make this darn soup. But it wasn't that difficult. And I made milk. I had to make milk, so used up most of my milk, but... The turkey, it also calls for, I mean, it calls for chicken substitute, like a powdered flavoring. You can either use that or you can use Mrs. Dash. So I didn't have the chicken thing, so I used Mrs. Dash, which gave it a peppery taste. It was good, tasted good. Still like it.
Yeah, the chicken flavoring's a little milder, a little different than, I think, would be quite different than the Mrs. Dash.
Where did you get that, anyway?
Well, where I have picked up my supplies, one's Advent, the other one's not, they both sell it in a bag. I mean, it's like a one-pound bag, and it's like maybe, I don't know, $5 to $7 for the whole bag. It lasts forever. And I just use that instead of veggie broth all the time. I've got beef and I've got the chicken. One's dark and one's light. I use much more of the chicken flavor because it's milder to me. But,
is that the health food store?
You might find some there. You're going to spend way more. Go online to, Azure is one of them that will mail it to you. Do it on the Internet. Or the other one is that country food store in Michigan. Will mail out also. I mean, those are the ones that I use.
What is the brand of that chicken flavor?
Pardon?
What is the brand? How do you buy it?
Oh, I've had a couple of different ones. They're in a foil bag. They're not packaged like regular health food store food is. It's like co-op food type thing.
What is it for, sir?
The chicken base and the chicken base and veggie beef base.
Okay.
Just because they are so much more economical. I mean, I get a pound for what I got, you know, 2 or 3 ounces in a little bottle before. I'll look for it. I don't have it handy here. Trying to think where I've got one of the
catalogs here. I can give it to you off of that. But somebody do something else.
Well, we're at the print store right now, so I won't be able to write it up. Yeah. So, I thought I would just interject while I'm listening to you guys.
To you, Dottie, there's a recipe in your manual that you got from the Parkview that gives you what seasonings to put together to make it. Just make some.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It says chicken flavor seasoning. Something
oh,
like
that.
Under the miscellaneous.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've never seen that. Right. You're right.
And that makes it even more economical. You know, you can do just a small batch. You don't have to do 3 or 4 cups. I don't know how much I made. I can't remember. But I made it, and it was excellent. I liked it better than any of the ones I thought.
But that's just like a chicken one, not the beef one, right?
I know the chicken one's in there, and I've used it in, like, gravies, and it works good.
It's so darn hard to wrap it. Really has to stop by sticking anything too hot, but I needed to put those roots up. How long can you keep those anyway? Hello? How long can you keep them? Oh. Yeah, how long can you keep them?
You're breaking up. I couldn't.
You know how long
it.
You. Yeah, I know it. I'm losing signal here. Ask how long you keep them.
Keep what?
Like in days, weeks.
Weeks in the refrigerator.
Different and better than bouillon?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a dry mix. It's just like, it's just spices put together. How long, you know. If you keep them in jars, I think they say 2 years. And I think on spices, if it's in glass, and you don't have them out, you know, in direct light, sunlight, and so forth. Plastic is less.
Oh, good.
I still haven't found it. Oh, here it is. Let's see if I can, give you a brand. But I've never seen these packaged that way in a health food store, so I don't know that you'll find them there.
This is the
maybe
one.
I'll look
they
up.
They make it in. I'll start looking for that. Are there any other thoughts or concerns anyone would like to bring up or questions to ask?
I just wanted to affirm what you said about if you eat something that you hadn't eaten for a long time. My husband had some white rolls laying here on the table, and I ate one yesterday, and boy, my back has been itching and twitching ever since, and I haven't changed anything else, so it has to be that.
I'm finding it really interesting to relate to certain things. A little arthritis will come back, or a headache. I'll get a headache instantly, or I don't know. They're just very, very different in when you eat something that. Good for you, that your body accepts and likes, and when you eat something that it doesn't. But if we eat the stuff that doesn't do well with us all the time, then there's large confusion in what is it.
True.
Listening to Andrew Weil and Dr. Oz again, there was so much kept going back to inflammation, inflammation, inflammation.
Right, he did.
Yeah.
Well, on the seasonings, they've got like 2 or 3 pages in here, and they've got broth seasoning, but it says beef flavored, no meat. Oh, it's the Oregon Spice Company, dedicated to quality control, ensuring that you will get only the cleanest, most natural product possible, unadulterated by sulfites, irradiation, and extraneous material. They market only the freshest, highest quality herbs and spices around the world. Broth, beef broth, no meat. Broth, chicken flavored, no HVP, no meat, and vegetable broth. And they sell them in 1 pound bags for $4.40. And that's one company. So Oregon Spice Company is one. You could probably just Google that. And then, they've got meat substitute baconless bits. I've never seen that before. They've got a white cheese powder, organic white cheddar cheese powder. I don't know if that's got cheese in it or not. No, this is still under Oregon Spice, so it must be plant-based.
See, bacon bits, even when you buy Bacos, whatever they're called, don't have bacon in it, soy, but all the other stuff that's in there you don't want.
Yeah, and the soy is probably not the right quality either. There's another brand that comes in a 2 ounce container. Here's your difference in price. A 2 ounce container is $3.25. Well, for an extra little over a dollar, I've gotten a pound of the other seasonings. But I have tried these. They've got the company, or the name on it is Bacon, B-A-K-O-N, B-Boy, A-K-O-N, yeast. Bacon yeast is what it's under. And they do a natural hickory smoked style seasoning. They've got natural hickory on several different, that's just different sizes. They've got a bacon and cheese seasoning, their spelling of bacon. And then they've got urban spice and smoked mustard. But, you're just getting a small amount. And, yeah, they have a good flavor, too. I've used them, but, I use the other. And then there's seasonings that are combined for bean-based soups that I've used. I picked one up at Bob's Red Mill. I don't know whether it was their own or whether it was something that they had purchased someplace, but it was excellent for putting in pots of beans and, just different combinations. So, anyway, Azure Standard, A-Z-U-R-E, and then the word standard, .com is their website. And you can just, they've got their entire 300 and some page catalog in there. And you can, OS is the abbreviation for, no, QS, Quality Seasonings, is what is the category it's under. They have everything by abbreviated so that once you learn the abbreviations, you can go right to that section of the catalog. And if you want to look it up, it's on page 202. It starts on the catalog listing says it starts on 205 to 207. There's misprints on that, guys, so have to forgive them for that part. But anyway, you can find all kinds. Oh, and there's Bill's Best Seasonings, and there's another group of there's just three listed under that. 4 ounces is $4. It's a little more economical in the container, smaller in the quantity. And he's got a chicken seasoning, a beef seasoning, and a curry seasoning. The curries I like are the ones from the Asian store in the tubs. Quite a few people I know have been using those that I've run into recently. May Ploy, M-A-E. Second word, P like Portland, L-O-Y. Is the ones that I've been using. And they've got yellow, red, not blue, yellow, red, is a purple label. I can't remember what the name of that one is, but yellow, red, green, orange labels. They don't, red, yellow, and green curry is the titles on some of them. The other ones have different colored labels. I don't remember the names of them. One person reported to me the other day that it's kind of new in my life on these subjects, that he liked every one he had ever tried, and they've tried most all of them, and said they were really good. Very distinctly different if you get into curries like Dr. Oz talks about.
What would you use the different ones for?
Just different curry flavorings. I love the Thai food, and so I've been doing, again, like Denny heard on Oz, so he's very willing to do it, eat it twice a week, and work at getting a little better with a little more curry in it, because there is heat in curry, veggie curry recipes. And when you change the seasoning, you change the flavor dramatically. And this gentleman told me, he says, you know, I went in one restaurant and they had, I can't remember which color curry, whether it was, I think it was maybe a green curry that he said. And he says, I wanted to try that, so I ordered it, and all they had in it was potatoes. But he said it was absolutely delicious and served with rice, and he's not even plant-based. And he says, I was totally satisfied. I didn't want anything else. And, you know, it just, I got hooked on the yellow curry. I tested it at three different restaurants, and we took off out of here from Portland before we got to New York, one here locally before we left, and two others en route, and all of them were very similar. I tried putting my own curry seasoning together, didn't come close. I even froze some of the dish so I could go back and taste and compare it to what I had tasted that I liked so much, and I just went back to the yellow, you know, I got out of one of the waitresses that they just bought the tub of curry seasoning and put in it that way, and so I thought, sheesh, I've been making it way more work. So down to the Asian market, got it, and it came really close.
It's the tub.
And the tubs are, when you talk about cost of spices, run a little over $1.50. I think I pay $1.68 or $1.69 for a one-pound tub, and he looked at me when I pulled it out of the cupboard and smiled, and he goes, oh, we get the one that's about three or four times that size, sure. These are 14-ounce tubs, I'm sorry. You go in the store and you buy that same type of thing put together in the section where the, you know, Thai or Asian food is, and I paid $3.98 for a 1 or 2 ounce, maybe 1.5 ounce little jar. That was the last time. So I'm not into just spending money.
This tub is a paste. It has stuff mixed in it.
It's all the seasonings. There's a most of them have a plastic bag inside the tub, and they don't take, they're like, just a flip-off cap. It's like a Kai's cheese container, but much smaller because it's very heavy, 14 ounces. Compared to a 1 pound cottage cheese container, doesn't take up that much space, but it also doesn't need to be refrigerated. And I ask a couple of Asians different times, you know, so how long will this stuff last? Oh, forever. Just put it on your shelf forever. You don't have, it does not say refrigerate that I can see any place on any of those labels. And I've had two or three different brands. So, yeah, it's just something that's a standard in my cupboard along with the salt and pepper.
Thank you for all your help. It's getting late. We're past time.
When we were talking about Dr. Oz, I went on his website because I wanted to see if I could listen to Dr. Wells. And they do have a video of all the segments that he did in there. So if anybody would like to just go and kind of refresh what you heard today, it's a good way of doing it.
Oh, thank you.
Monday the show was on. So it was going Monday, and then it's kind of, you have to go scroll down the bottom of the video of the little screen, you know, to find out which one that got the weld in it. There's like four different segments that you did.
This is on Dr. Oz's show, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This comes over the show. Dr. Wells did, like, four different segments. He did one on the oil to throw away. He did one on the grain. He did one on the, the vitamins and all that. And then he did another one. And so I just watched them this morning, you know, separately. It was a good refresher, you know, write down some notes and stuff, you know.
I looked that up. I like Andrew Weil.
Oh, his
recipe looks good, too.
And it looks great. Oh. It did last for like 35 years, he said. And he was, he went to Harvard Medical School. I can't believe that. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He graduated Harvard Med, and then he was not happy with as much knowledge as he got, and that's when he went into nutrition and went to, I thought, Asia, but I think they said South America on the program.
Yep. He looks terrific.
Okay, well, thank you, Al. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brenda.
Good call. And I'll look up Brenda a while.
Hey, Sarah, can you stay on the line for a minute?
Yeah, you're cutting up.
Has left the conference.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm on.
Brenda.
Has left the conference.
Eddie.
Has left the conference.
Wait just a second.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Renal disease, the one that they can't keep their hands warm or their feet. Because I looked on the, Cindy Moray's, DVD, and what they were talking about was like the fire thread, the gloves, and the inner-fold. I guess the inner-fold kind of takes care of the hands, which was amazing to me, but some of the products that they, because it's an older one, doesn't have all the newer products or anything on there, but... What would you suggest for that?
Well, I think application of any of the magnets would do the same thing, because increasing circulation.
Right. That's why
same thing with the sleep system, and the water too is going to, when the body's hydrated, the electrical circuitry works better.
Yeah.
So. I don't think that you need to separate it out just to, what we used to have, because I'm sure that the other ones, and that, I don't have a late version of hers either, so I can't be helpful there.
Yeah. Well, I was going to, because I met her the other day at the beach, and, we were talking about it. It's a little far from me, even here. The other thing is, Bill's prospecting these people from Israel, and one of the girls, she seems really interested, and they want to do a presentation and everything, but she has to bring a translator because she doesn't understand English too much. So Bill's in we have that in the works. I don't know how that's going to work out, but anyways, we're keeping busy here.
We're good. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. But, I was going to send her something. She added some information. I'm using the approach that Jenny uses, not telling her what we do and everything, but in passing, I just said, well, we have a business at home, and she said, well, what do you do? And I mentioned about house, and she said, send me some information. In the conversation, she was talking about her husband, and he has a back issue. They used the cross-country ski, and he can't do that anymore because of his hands. What about the sports bracelets?
I think they'd be great, because I remember from way back before we ever had the far infrared, people were using the products that had that condition and getting results. What did they use? Well, we didn't have very many products, so it was just, any of the basics, but yeah, that's closer to that area. So that, and also, they've still got the. Do they still have a wrist wrap? You can always cut one of the bigger ones down, and they could use it over, down over the hand.
The one for the ankle, the one for the. They have one that has one. Because I know I used to press because when I had my, I still have my calf, but I don't have it as bad now. Since I changed my diet even. But they had an ankle wrap that, remember the far infrared ankle? I forgot about that, but the heel actually sticks out.
Yeah, well, it's they've also got the elbow wrap, and it's not very big around, and if it's a man, it's probably going to be too big for to pull down over the hand.
Right.
You know, not over the fingers, but over the palm of the hand. You could even stick his thumb through it, for Pete's sake, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to
see if I can connect with the
OCC
while I'm here and stuff, so.
Yeah, we just have to get a little creative like we had to in the beginning, like my mom was using an insulator on her neck, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she had, I mean, it was funny because she was talking about different friends, and I mean, I never even said about anything, and she just said, oh, well, she says, oh, yeah, I have a friend that has a digestive problem, I have another friend that has this, that, yeah. She was just trying to go around, and I didn't make any more comments about it. And I said, oh,
I would go in like what you started with and give her a total overview and not address individual products for individual conditions, because she'll get off on that then. So I wouldn't even address those situations and say, you know, I just know from how many years' experience have you got now?
14 years.
I would say I know from 14 years' experience that you're going to see people have results with the products. But that's just a given. We know that. So you're still approaching it as a total wellness home when you're looking at the whole package for investment, for business. And so I would keep going down the avenue that you started on and not branch out, starting talking about what products work for what things.
Oh, okay.
Because the minute you do that, that's what their focus is going to be. They want to see something happen.
Right.
I tell you, I want to see something happen. Well, no, you know, if you don't bring it up, they don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still looking and researching. They get far enough down the road, they see how big this company is, they see where it's been, where it's going, the countries they're in, they're going to go, wow, I want to be on board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if I decide to send her something, should I send her Rick Murphy's business thing, even though I haven't even approached her with the business?
Well, she was open to looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is, yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to order, thank you for reminding me, I'm going to pick up the phone and order some of the CDs that, I think it's a CD, I'm sure it is, yeah, that Dennis put together. And it's got, did you read about it on the email that he sent down?
Who? Dennis?
Dennis Williams.
Yeah.
He put together that CD, and he says, listen to the first 9 minutes, it's Rick's. And if you like that, listen to the next 20 minutes. And if you like that, listen to the last part, it's part one, part two, part three. They go as far as they want, and they're inexpensive. And they're all put together. And I haven't got it yet, so I've got to call and get some of those, because that's what I want to give them.